Your next choice is a television drama, and it's actually a bit of a BBC icon, but you hate...
Casualty.
Right.
Casualty.
Oh! People here who think that Casualty's soft and fluffy somehow.
Casualty is, it doesn't deal with issues. It's a one-off programme that should remain a one-off programme. You cannot just reheat that formula week after week after week. You cannot keep exploiting situations that in real life are absolutely tragic with a bunch of ex-Doctor Who sets and Z-Car sets. When you say, you cut between some limp romantic drama going pilot at the hospital to a child. Jimmy, won't be a minute, I'm just washing these things. Jimmy, playing with toy. Cut away, bottle of acid. Now, I'm no dramatist, but I just start thinking,
plot point.
Yeah, second plot point, car coming down the road, cuts to ice cream van with kids around it. Cuts back to romantic interest, cuts back to Jimmy with toy, and we've got a 6 with 50 minutes of this nonsense to find out who lives and dies. And it's presented as
this is exactly why I defend it, you see. What you've got to do is not watch it when it's on, video it, have a few friends round and play What Happened Next. Absolutely brilliant. Just like they do in Question of Sport, What Happened Next, freeze frame. And sometimes...
it's going to be tough.
Sometimes it's not as easy as you think. We've got one here, right? Here's a bloke, he's an old bloke, right? He wants to commit suicide. His wife's gone out, he's decided he's going to commit suicide. He's a bit depressed.
Right.
He's doing some whistling. He goes into a garage, right? Full of potential.
Yeah.
Okay?
Potential,
Let's see if you can guess how he chooses to commit suicide. He's whistling because he's pretending he's not that depressed, but
he's
he
not
is.
Right? Okay.
You've got lawnmowers, you've got poison, but he's found something.
Right. He's already contemplating suicide
yeah,
now.
Yeah, right. Tell me. Tell me what it is.
In there?
It is... Almonds.
Almonds?
Almonds. Watch. Here he goes. He's definitely sold on it now.
Yeah, but surely...
Absolutely true. Here's his wife back home, and...
Leonard! What happened?
swear to you, this man has a chronic allergy to almonds.